Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I don't know if we go, are we going to go through this whole list? Or are we just going to pick and choose some of these things?
Maybe pick and choose. It's kind of a long list.
Because there's things, like we all...
And text in your own too, 51059. I want to hear.
Basically what it is we all want to get better at things, but there are certain things, if you're good at it, then it looks bad.
If you're too good, it looks suspicious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, one of them on this list, and I don't understand it, but you said you're good at this.
Yeah.
If you're too good at walking quietly, that's weird. And I do sort of understand, like, so, like, how or why would one get good at walking? So, were you a ninja, or
no?
Were you just afraid? Did you sneak out of your house a lot?
No, I never snuck out.
Then why are you good at walking quietly?
I think it
doesn't
was
make
like
sense.
Being up late at night and walking up the stairs. You had to figure out where, like, where was creaky or whatever. I wasn't sneaking. I wanted to see how quiet I could get, and now that's just my everyday walk.
So you just...
So you were doing some sneaking around.
Yeah, that's...
You weren't
that's
doing
yeah, because
bad,
I didn't want anyone to know I was on my fourth bowl of ice cream.
There it is. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, we finally got to it. You were like, no, I just want to walk quiet. No,
I didn't sneak
for something
out,
nefarious, but... though. Wasn't it?
Ice cream is not nefarious.
It is when you're on your fourth bowl. It's full on Dr. Nefario. Like, what? No. I don't.
That makes sense, though. It seems like you've done some sneaking around. Why are you so good at it?
And like from dancing, you don't want to land super hard.
So you like you learn to like soften
to like
the blow.
Yeah.
Okay. So do people find you off-putting? Like, do you?
Yes, but not for that reason.
Sounds like she's not off-putting.
But like when you're at a boy's house, like you could bounce and they wouldn't know.
Oh yeah.
Do you do that?
I haven't. But I could.
Because you get attached.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't mean for it to turn into a therapy session.
That's
but like,
the other suspicious thing about Aaron.
Like if you're too good at digging holes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But if you like build fences, if you just build little skinny holes.
Or you're a gardener maybe. It could like there's plenty of plausible reasons why you'd be good, but why are you going down 6 feet?
Yeah, like if you were out in, if you went camping with one of your buddies and was like, we got to dig a fire pit, and your buddy just grabbed a shovel and was like, quick, 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 you'd be like,
why?
What?
Why was that so
how
fast?
Come, why? Yeah. Yeah. Would that weird you out?
Yeah.
No,
be like, where'd you get the shovel? What's going on? Why'd you bring that?
You're kidding me. Oh my God. No, I mean, okay. So that's another one. I can kind of relate to these two. Some of the other ones I don't understand.
Well, I have one that's not on the list. I don't think it's on the list anyways. I think if you're really good at knowing grams and ounces and how those mathematically, this many grams is this many, like, I don't know.
First off, grams are in the metric system, so it's by tens. That's not hard.
But we didn't learn that ever.
No.
Like, there's only one way you learn.
My
that.
God, the American education system failed you.
I have I have two magnets on my fridge that has like the.
You're telling me that if I said how many milligrams are in a gram, you would say.
Well, you just said that it's in 10, so would it be 10? I don't know. One? A 10?
10 or 100?
A 1,000, but you. I mean, you're there.
1,000, okay.
Because it's like,
but now you're converting to ounces. That's a different system. If you're going, well, there's so many grams in an ounce. It's like, well, you only learn that one way. So
what
it's
way?
Suspicious. What do you think? You're handling.
You honestly believe that if somebody's good at weights and measures, they're a drug addict.
Yeah, because
or not
a dealer.
No, not an addict, but just you've had experience with that.
Yeah.
Yes, because it's not like we definitely did not learn the metric system. But it's not like we learned the whatever the American system is either. Like, I didn't know that a quart is a quart of a gallon, that there's four quarts in a gallon.
It's off-putting that we all learned that the same day.
Yeah, like
I knew that one.
You did not know
I did know that one.
Drug dealer.
No.
Just eat a lot of ice cream and quarts.
Yes.
Aaron! This gallon of ice cream is a quart low. Okay. No, I just disagree strongly.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you this. Like, I can put a pile of some sort of ground meat right there, and I will walk up, and I will pick up a pile of it, and I'll go, that's about 2.5 ounces.
Mm.
Because I make my burgers about 2.5 ounces, because then I'm doing a double or whatever. Yeah. So, like, I know exactly how much 2.5 ounces is.
Hmm.
I have a scale for it, but I'm almost always within. It's like I pick it up and it's like 2.4, 2.6, but it's like I'm right there.
So you know the measurements. You have the scale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting suspicious.
I can't.
Okay. What are you so defensive?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, like, is it weird that I know what bag to use when I have like a bunch of oregano spilled on my counter?
Well,
you're pretty close shaven.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.